microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and by me is my dude, my longtime partner in crime and rhyme and all that, one of my closest friends, Blaze Rock, man. What's going on with you?
Keeping it gangster, my man. How you doing out there, brother?
Man, good. I know you enjoying, you usually around this time, this is every weekend. For those who don't know, Blaze and I have kids. Blaze has one or two more than me.
One or two. Understatement.
So the weekends are sports weekends for us, and I think this is because your son, Pants, he won the championship last week, right?
Yeah, they won the Pop Warner, Arizona Pop Warner Sugar Bowl, which is basically the championship for flag football, because he's only seven. So.
Yeah, hey, but it's competitive, because the same way we were talking before we went live, y'all, and we were talking about my oldest son, his basketball, and how not only are the kids competitive, but the parents are competitive too. So for even though, and I say even though with quotation marks in the air, even though it was flag football, Blaze hits me up and says, "Yo, Jay, I'm in your area, come through." So I rolled through, and it was full support from family, all on the sideline. People had their chairs, and they had their little tents and all that stuff ready to support the kids, and it was wonderful. And those kids had some speed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, that's the thing that, like, I swear sometimes I know people out there are stressing because, you know, financial issues and hip-hop and all this other stuff that's going on in the world. But, man, if you ever need a moment to kind of bring you back to what life's really like, and something fun, and just to, you know, take something out of you that's been rotten because of adults and adult lifestyle, take some time, go out to some of these sports events for these little kids. Man, you will definitely go away with a smile on your face, if not for just watching their faces and their expressions and their attitudes and how they just enjoy themselves. I swear I try to take something from that every time I'm out there. So it's been cool, but we're not totally done either. We have cheer competition tomorrow. Okay. So we're still kind of in the midst of it for the football kids, and yeah, man. You know, it's fun. I invite everyone to go out to your neighborhoods, wherever you are. There's got to be a Pop Warner or a basketball league or YMCA or something. Go out, spend some time with some kids and help them out, or just sit there and cheer them on if you want to. It'll be good business.
We definitely gonna get into a couple songs real quick, but it made me think of it, and I know you had mentioned it when I showed up and we were chopping it up a little bit, Blaze. But how long we've known each other? So when I see Pants, I remember when Pants was born, and you remember when Kendrick, when there was no Elijah, my youngest.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And just seeing how our children are growing up, and how, you know, we've been partners for quite a while, so it's just cool, and it's a blessing for sure.
Not to mention Kendrick is like maybe 5 inches shorter than me now. So seeing him when he was real little and real shy, to where he's like pretty much like almost eye to eye with me, like, "What's up? What's up? You know, like, what's good? Oh, I'm about to go play. You know, whatever." it's dope though. It's positivity all the way around. You know, I can't say enough how great it is to be able to live a life like that. So
indeed. So we're going to get to a couple tracks and we're going to get back in because Blaze has a video game review. I spun it on him, so that's what he's going to do. So we're going to get into a couple tracks. The first one is Exile. It's called Klepto. And then Locksmith is called Devil's Lasso. And I think Locksmith has a project that's coming out that's produced entirely by Ski Beats, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Ski Beats, yeah.
Yeah, so Exile, Locksmith. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy, so go home, boy. Back to your crib, unemployed. While I play like a little boy and get paid, major, don't deny. You're loving the way I make noise. Playing with my NPC toys. Back up off of me. Cause you think you're hard, you're all soft to me. Your beats, they sound a little off to me. I don't nod my head, just look at you awkwardly. You should have just ripped the ears off of me, cause I don't lie, I'll critique your shit openly. It's whack. Put it back. Even Angelo's better than that. I'll turn your snare into your face getting smacked like SPAC!
Without a doubt.
I'ma let you know what I'm about.
Without a doubt.
You ain't about shit. I'm about to take the NPC out of your fucking house.
Without a doubt.
I'ma let you know what I'm about.
Without a doubt.
And you ain't about shit, and I'm about to take the NPC out of your fucking house. And it's all too silly to me, but they take it too sincerely. I'm Jack tripping on, so don't you get near me. A three's a company, dog. Quit playing Mr. Furley, huh? Without a doubt, I turn it out. Yo, what's that all about? Exiles in the fucking house, and ouch, it hurts, I know it does, but I'ma still plug it up and fuck it up and save it to this, so you will know what's up. Shit, Exile is fucking nuts. Uppercuts to the grill of the week and pulling dresses up. So I can reveal what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm extra tough and plus I'm extra nuts. I got four balls, two dicks, and three sluts. One for the cunt, one for the butt. One to juggle three balls, the one that's left, you could suck.
Without a doubt.
I'ma let you know what I'm about.
Without a doubt.
Apparently, you ain't about shit. And I'm about to knock the microphone out of your fucking mouth. I'ma let you know what I'm about.
Without a doubt.
And you ain't about. I'm about to knock the microphone out of your fucking mouth. Get it out. It doesn't belong there. In your face, I'll put my arms there. Or better yet, during your show, I'll create a bomb scare. Like, everybody get out. It's gonna blow. Get out of here. That's the only way your shit's gonna blow. Unless it blow like it sucks. Oh, it does though. So,
yo.
I guess you blow, bro. Oh, you better go home. Listen to my demo in slow-mo. Motion, coast to coast, and I'll be boasting raw than the motherfucking sushi that's still alive in the ocean. Haters talk shit but still rewind like, oh shit. Exile's whack, but still he's the dopest. Beat maker, scratcher, and hip-hop vocalist. Heater's hot like, he's smoking this mic tail cherry. Inhale and start choking, bitch. And really, I'm not joking, it's me with a gift that ticks. Open it.
Without a doubt.
I'ma let you know what I'm about.
Without a doubt.
And you ain't about shit, so I'm about to take your turntables out of your fucking house. I'ma let you know what I'm about. And you ain't about shit, so I'm about to steal all your equipment out of your fucking house.
Without a doubt.
a doubt. Wanna send this one out to the DS style. You know what I'm saying?
Peace.
Breaking it down, simple and plain, you baffled. I'm Kunta, you told me, you live in the chains and shackles. Imagine Adam had never had tasted apple. Will we still be in the devil's castle? Okay, my so prolific flow is cryptic flow, afflicted so much wicked. Over six shit, tell these niggas here, they think it's coke afflicted. My soul's conflicted, I'm so restricted, I'm no statistic. I'm so sadistic that most of critics just over glimpse it. I'm over drenched in a potent stitch from this older pimp shit. I'm so intense that my older bitch said I'm so relentless. I poke my stick in that open trench that you call a clitoris. To overcompensate your no commitment, bitch. I'm living my life in a manner, demanding the man in the mirror, demanding the manic depression that's living inside of my head before I go dead. Cause I know the more that you give it, the more they consider it weak, and it's tweaking. These niggas are speaking on shit that they don't know, with more ghost riders than in the Bible. Look, I'm breaking it down, it's simple and plain, you baffled. I'm Kunta, you told me, you living in chains and shackles. Imagine if Adam had never had tasted apple. Will we still be in the devil's lasso? Who knows? You know. Like the funniest thing what money can bring is nothing extreme. They funnel your dream, they suck in your bean, they fucking you clean, you ass out. They orchestrate the course of fate with morbid hate to torch the straight path. The niggas forced to take you run until you pass out. The last out of my region that could really spit. All these other MCs is on that silly shit. You should really quit or better run like Rev Run. Y'all little niggas is on that diggy shit. Yeah, this is that grown man flow. Uncle Sam got you niggas like Sambos. Ask around, even your man knows. So dope, when you sniff, it burn your man nose. Post-poc, but apocalyptic, see life is gifted. Jaw constricted and bit down on the opposition. My observation, this is more than a simple rap flow. Still stuck inside a devil's lasso. You know. You know.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. I like that locksmith joint. It's funny, I was talking to my boy Kane, the long lost Kane that he has resurfaced again. So I ended up, I was talking to Kane a little bit about locksmith, and it's interesting, a lot of the apathy that he was, at least from his pulse for locksmith kind of in the Bay Area. And you know, I think that's unfortunate, a talented dude. But
isn't that kind of indicative of a lot of places? You know, yeah. Like you got a few people that get supported who in some cases aren't very good. Then you have a few people who are very good that get supported. Then you have the really popular people. Then you have the people where you just can't understand what it is and why people are so apathetic about it. It's what makes hip hop so, not just hip hop, but music in general, so unpredictable. Even though we spend so much time, you know, in the media trying to predict it, you know. So I don't know, it's weird.
That's true. So we want to get some of your predictions, Mr. Blaze Rock. You are definitely a gamer of sorts. So and when I called you up and we were ready to get going, you were kind of getting your time in on the video games. So give us, you know, it doesn't have to be extensive, but one or two video games that maybe you have now that just came out or that you're checking for, given the holiday season is coming up, you might say, check this out. So
look here.
The poll is yours, Mr. Blaze.
Look here, right now. Anybody that's listening to the show right now, you know that the period of time between September and December is essentially the flood for video games. I mean, you go most of the rest of the year with a game here or there, AAA game here and there, decent game here and there. You get to September through Christmas, basically, and you get hammered with dope games. All right, I do have to mention a couple of games that have came out and we haven't had a chance to talk about. Of course, Gears of War 3. Very good game. The single player campaign is worth your time, but of course the multiplayer is what most people are getting down with. You can't go wrong playing Gears of War if you have an Xbox 360. Now, the game that I probably feel like is one of the best games of the year, straight up bar none, would be Batman Arkham City. Just came out. I want to say 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Awesome game. And I know a lot of people know about, and Jay, you probably know a little bit about how so many comic book and movie adaptations go to video games and suck. Right. And Batman Arkham Asylum, which is the previous game in the series, was pretty much hailed as the best comic book adaptation ever, period. Well, Arkham City just basically takes that pedigree, raises the bar like 35,000 steps, if you will. Awesome game. $59.99 is the MSRP. If you can get it for $54.49, whatever the case may be, or if you got to cop it at $59, it's worth your time. It's an enjoyable game. It's deep. It's multi-layered. Everything you can think of, and it looks great. Now, since we're getting down to that period of time, I mean, I could go on and on about how many different games are coming out. This week, Battlefield 3 just came out. Awesome game. I haven't spent as much time on it as I'd like. I think my battle log says I've only spent about 45 minutes on it. But the 45 minutes I've been on it were, top notch. It's definitely another AAA game that you cannot pass up if you shouldn't pass up. Finally, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 comes out November 8th. You know that's going to be top notch when it comes out. But besides those, there's a lot of other games out there that are going to be dropping within the next week, 2 weeks, month, before Christmas. So if you're a gamer, you know you're in heaven right now. If you're a gamer, you're probably listening to this while playing something else. So, check some of those games out. You know, hit me up. Hit us up, Microphone Masters. Let us know what you're playing. Let us know what you're listening to while you're playing. Because, you know, just about as much of hip-hop is video games, and video games are hip-hop. So,
that's true. That's true. Well, thank you, Mr. Blaze Rock. We're going to go into some tracks right now. We got a Big Pooh featuring Fife Dawg and T3. It's the They Say remix. Constant Deviants, Fulton Street. And then Planet Asia and Gold Chain Military. It's called Murder Them. So Big Pooh, Constant Deviants, Planet Asia and Gold Chain Military. So check that out. You listen to the Microphone Masters radio show on dubcnn.com.
Let's go.
Did it with some inhibitions, imagine without none. Fat boy, look at all these niggas I have outrun. Out them, bones in your closet, I am not done. Over any instrumental nigga, I am red rum. Sooner you submit, the less a chance of bedlam. You little kids probably should have been in bed, son. Grown man busyness, I don't care about the rest of rap silliness. You are looking at what the best really is. The Holy Trinity, I'm better than before. So it's like facing 10 of me. I pray to God to have mercy on my enemies. Picture me rolling red cup full of Hennessy. A black charge I call every be enemy.
Think that I'm lucky.
Give a shit, he just a sidekick. All I needed was a chance, little leeway.
was told a parlay while being looked at sideways. Label management steadily, they doubted me. Patiently waited my turn, still they ain't hear me. Give it up, Malik, you're living in a fantasy. Freestyle written lyrics, we're getting downplayed. It hurt my soul to the point I was in disarray. What the fuck can one do? What else can Fifey say? Disgusted, distraught, such disillusionment. Crazy descent, being that I couldn't represent. With that, I kept my distance, disclosing whack MCs. Had to distinguish who I was from what they thought I'd be. Life of the party, watch the Fifey do the thing. The greatest leaders had to learn to follow. Now kiss the ring.
I'm making music moving like a symphony. Using rhyming words with these metaphors and similes. Only enemy I see is probably it's the enemy. That's in my blood, and you ain't even kin to me. Y'all niggas suck, a big fat D.I.C. K, what? I told them niggas, hold on. The Lord told me that he blessed the pages that I wrote on. So I cannot go wrong when I write. Up late at night, saving my light, a true Jedi Knight. Damn right, say goodnight. Back to the subject, bust this. Niggas dumb sick, can't touch us. With oven mitts, I'm back in the kitchen, cooking up shit. You lacking attention, that I'm gon' get.
Fulton Street to my loudspeaker. Uptown, downtown, I'm out here. Fuck that, I'm Metro. Tri-state global brilliance. Focal, slow kill vaccine. You local, I import vocals on Pro Tools. Your new kid, you can find my poems on 2 inch. I ain't never stopped living. Mom's tripping, cutting keys like a locksmith. I got this hot shit. 124,000 profits. Sitting to study my position. I'm zoned in, I'm so on point with my shit like the showdown, homie. I'm so weird, take a photo of me. It's all about the money, them hoes don't love me. Communication, fiber optics, translate Coptic scriptures, knowledge straight from the SOHK college alumni. Sometimes you only get one try, and I ain't missing. This is life, this is not a mission. Listen, sitting in, I've been thinking. Giving in's while we all been drinking. No crimes, but we all in prison. This one don't like that, that one don't like this one. We adapted to adversity, you still frozen. I'm at 33 degrees, man, the nerve of these fuckers. Burgundy V-necks, them all brown chuckers. Run around like life must love us. I'm still heard even if the mic's unplugged. Cuz project my voice, in every project I work on voice. My opinion, I'm in this bitch. All night like I drank 2 Guinnesses. I mean this shit, I'm the morning star. I'm like Venus, kid. The night star, I'm the moon's reflection. It's me and you, boo, in the mood is sexy. Please bless anyone that tests me. Contest, I guess it's destiny.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Read between the lines, see what I see.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Put my pen in the paper.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Read between the lines, see what I see.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
With my pen in the paper, pause.
Efficiency. Can't be in these streets deficient or be history. I don't know if I'm here, it's just a mystery. Kick me when I'm down, I'm like Sicily. Sitting in the sea, man, I've seen it all. You ain't seasoned at all, you a fetus dog. Can't believe this, I could just lead us. Please, it's the dude, more jewels than them tombs in Egypt. Prestigious, poisonous, the food they feed us. Baltimore, 44 in the corridor. Man, y'all should stop playing like softball. Been down, only one on the seesaw. C4 blow them up like beach balls. Straight but loud, ain't nothing but beef dogs. Guaranteed to shit on y'all. Take bread, I'm a flock of seagulls. I'm already my favorite, I could be yours. Thought I told you before. There ain't nothing to fuck with. I'm up with this Wi-Fi signal connected to London. Y'all wondering to Google us in Dublin. It ain't nothing, I ain't Dublin, I done did it. A go-getter, seafood, spun divots. They can't fuck with it. Get it?
Pass that over here, man. They motherfucking handbox, man. Count that. GCM and a motherfucking strip over here, man. We gotta fucking take somebody's hand off. It's organic, the way my crooks move. Sean Poole, jewels is granite. We sole controllers of the planet. Half Israelite, Islamic. In the lab when I'm thinking deep, I sit slanted. This is black magic, high priest, holy dust, heroin hustle. Slang vengeance, the lame shall remain to suffer. This is digital, club dub, place for residuals. My squad got the torches that'll melt your igloos. General status, nothing move but the money. We be on the joints dumbing. Straight up, these rap niggas in the game gets no wins, cause we murder them, murder them. General status, nothing move but the money. We be on the joints dumbing. Straight up, these rap niggas in the game gets no wins, cause we murder them,
murder,
murder them.
Hey yo, finger bang adjectives, my pen game's accurate aim. Off the chain when I unlock the tablet, I unwrap the package and it's wordplay trafficking. Blow your brains while the engineer's mastering his three-fourths cloth. Paralyzed paragraph talk. Beat biters outlined in chalk. Wishbone option. Quarterback street corner pockets. Cause shotguns only shoot rockets. Flipping audibles for stamina and cardio. Strangling the sample in the audio. Catch a body blow, lay him on the canvas. You punch drunk, mumbling. Don't ever play with matches. It's the chain, maggot. Get a grip, no glove, bust a nut. Give life to a lyric, zeitgeist, metaphysics. Comedic wisdom, fast from the line and get the swine out your system.
General status, nothing move but the money. We be on the joints dumbing. Straight up, these rap niggas in the game gets no wins, cause we murder them, murder them. General status, nothing move but the money. We be on the joints dumbing. Straight up, these rap niggas in the game gets no wins, cause we murder them,
yeah,
murder them.
I slap insects and rock white, beat the fishnets. Spit dyslex, banging in your disco. Tech, skip a piss test, high sign of eucalyptus, black genie, black beanie, truth and mystic, math and mayhem, wrath of the last shaman, King Solomon, characteristics, follow my visions like dollars, that's word to persigning and a night, long as I'm healthy, it's on, what I create replenishes like water, cause where I live at, they lick off choppers and don't give a fuck, even shoot shots at the coppers, black hoodie accomplice, this is that roll up a dub and show some love while we smoke like rosters.
Bring a smoke, let I try. That is good stuff. This stuff is good. This is what Lamb's brother sends me.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Big Pooh, it's interesting. Big Pooh, I was reading some things about him, and obviously as he's kind of doing the press junket, so to speak, and he was talking about trying to reestablish himself as kind of a solo artist. I think it's been about 6 years or so that when his first solo album came out, I think it was called Sleepers or something along those lines. So he's trying to reestablish himself as he's distancing himself in a way from Little Brother, even as some of the other two-thirds of what was Little Brother are trying to maybe reestablish or reconnect in some way on a business or professional level. So it's kind of interesting to see that. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Blaze Rock, I was looking for tracks the way that I usually do, preparing for the show, and I came across, as I usually do, something from Snoop Dogg. And I listened to it, and I quickly said, nah, I'm cool. And the reason I did so was because Snoop Dogg, to me, has become an inconsistent, he's long since kind of been that way.
Inconsistent doesn't even do it justice, bro. Nah, inconsistent doesn't even do it justice. My man, Snoop used to be automatic, though. Let's say that, straight up. When Doggy Style dropped, Chronic, all that, Snoop was automatic. You knew when Snoop was on something, it was going to be crazy. Nowadays, you don't even know if he's even serious anymore. Like, I'm at a point where I'm not sure whether he's... I don't know. I'm not sure if he's doing it on purpose or if he just doesn't realize, what the heck he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it.
I think it's funny because didn't he do a track a couple years ago about Snooki from the vampire
series? Yeah.
And it made me think of, is Snoop, has he become more along the lines of buffoonery, or is it smart marketing to give himself maybe opportunities outside of music?
But I don't want to go as far as this buffoonery. I mean, whackness doesn't necessarily imply buffoonery. But I will say, I think it's really at a point now where he's become sort of a caricature of himself. Because how long can you really be Snoop Dogg, the character that he came into hip-hop as? You know what I'm saying? Like, that had a really short shelf life. And this dude's been hovering in the hip hop scene and in entertainment for 15 plus years at this point. So there's got to be some level of reinvention going on, and you can either reinvent yourself seriously, or you can do kind of like he is, which he's taking a more lighthearted look at himself and applying it accordingly. So I think the character is more of a character now than it is just an artist. You know what I'm saying? I don't know though, but it doesn't help because when he does a real album, you kind of want to hear him do real music. But when he does these real albums, they're kind of whack.
Yeah, it almost makes you think of, there's a term that's used when a television series gets to the point where it's no longer being creative.
Jumping the shark.
And I wonder if, and this happens to, in whether it's in business or whether it's in music or whatever, maybe Snoop is reinventing himself and trying to lengthen his career, or maybe he's jumped the shark. I don't know. But it just made me think when I'm going through songs and I'm thinking, okay, Snoop, I'll give it a try. No,
I just can't. But, I can't figure out what else he could do though. What else could he say? Because when you think about it, Snoop's best albums were the earlier albums. Yeah. I mean, he's had a song here and there was kind of fresh, but his best albums were way back then. Can Snoop really relate to what he was talking about way back then, other than smoking weed? And that's where it's kind of like we can't hold this against them too long, because it's an interesting situation compared to being an actor. Like an actor, for example, if you've been on the show for 10 or 15 years or something, you do something else, or you stop, or, while you're doing that show, you take some time and do a movie role or whatever. You do something different that allows you to be a different character. With these rap artists, even though they're all kind of in character, they still have to basically play the same character. You know what I mean? True. It's kind of like a lot of I'll say it this way. Hip hop artists, a lot of the time, are kind of like The Simpsons. The Simpsons have been on for 20 plus years. Okay, so that long, nobody's grown up. Nobody's moved. They're all basically the same character, with a little bit of evolution over the time that. But they're still the same character. That's what hip hop artists are, and musicians in general. No, mostly hip hop, because other artists can do different things. Right. You know what I'm saying? They can change and move into other parts of the genre or different sounds a little easier than hip-hop artists. So I think it's kind of like that, and that doesn't help him at all.
Yeah, so I think you bring up a valid point. So I will recant my buffoonery and just put a question mark and say Snoop. All right, I just missed the whole Snoop. So we gonna get into some tracks real quick. Spice One is called Ghetto Heaven. We got the Roots featuring Big Crit. Big Crit is really starting to pop up in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. It's called Make My. And then we got Mean Doe Green. It's called Nuclear. So Spice One, the Roots featuring Big Crit and Mean Doe Green. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
In the building.
The night I got shot, I thought that I died, and I was up in ghetto heaven with Tupac and Left Eye. Biggie Smalls and Pimp C, they was playing some dominoes, and Biggie and Pac squashed it as far as the drama goes. Roger Troutman and James Brown talking about old times, and Richard Pryor was telling jokes like he was still in his prime. Thug gangers wore bandanas and no one sold drugs, but Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley was high off that angel dust. Ray Charles and Roger Troutman did a song with Aaliyah, and Jam Master J put the cuts to the beat up in ghetto heaven. Tookie Williams was talking to Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King was listening with respect in ghetto heaven.
My eyes can't believe what they see. I'm up in ghetto heaven, baby.
With Marvin Gaye playing pool, drinking holy water with Billie Holiday. I asked if I was dead. He shook his head and sighed and took a deep breath, and he told me real G's don't die. You only here to stay a minute, kick back, enjoy the ride. At that moment, Huey Newton said it was a warning from God. He's trying to tell you, spit some game to the youth, as he walked over in his black hat jacket and black boots. I walked up and asked Pimp C, how'd you get here? I didn't know you passed, we've been friends for years. Mac Dre walked up and asked, was it 07? That's when I realized, and I said to myself, I'm in ghetto heaven.
Ghetto heaven, baby. The sun is hard to kill a G. I'm up in ghetto heaven, baby. My eyes can't believe what they see. I'm up in ghetto heaven, baby. The sun is hard to kill a G. I'm up in ghetto heaven, baby.
Easy E and Big Bones both dressed in white suits with halos over their head. Robin Harris was with them too. That's when I tripped out and fell asleep on a cloud and woke up to hear my mama. She was screaming out loud. My son is shocked. Can somebody please help us? He's dying. Looked up and told my mama I'm alive. Stop crying. And as the paramedics rushed your boy on a stretcher, my mama almost fainted. The police had to catch her. Tried to tell him I went to ghetto heaven and seen Huey Newton, but they thought I was disillusioned just because of the shooting. Woke up the next morning in my hospital bed only to find out the homie Pimp C was really dead.
My eyes can't believe what they see. I'm up in ghetto heaven.
For the money, Lord, it's what it seems. Well, in the world of night terrors, it's hard to dream. They hollin' cash rules everything. Let's call it cream, cause when it rises to the top, you get the finer things. Ocean fronts rolling blunts with model chicken saying grace over lobster and steak. Like, please forgive us for riding business with camera plates. Too busy looking backwards for jackers to pump my brakes. For help sign to symbolize the lie that hunger takes. Addicted to the green, if I don't ball, I get the shakes. I give it all for a peace of mind, for heaven's sakes. My heart's so heavy that the ropes that hold my casket breaks. Cause everything that wasn't for me, I had to chase.
They told me to that take. The ends won't justify the means. And he told me at the end, it won't justify the dreams that I've had since a child. Maybe I'll throw in the towel. Make my heart drip from the world.
trying to control the fits of panic. Unwritten and unraveled, it's the dead man's pedantic. Whatever, see, it's really just a matter of semantics. When everybody's fresh out of collateral to damaging. My splaying got me praying like a man as I begin to vanish. Feel the pull of the blank canvas. I'm contemplating that special dedication to whoever it concerned. My letter of resignation fading back to black. My dark coronation. The heat of the day, the long robe of muerte. That soul is in the atmosphere like airplay. If there's a heaven, I can't find a stairway.
They told me that the ends won't justify the means. Justify the dreams that I've had since a child. Maybe I'll throw in the towel. Make my departure from the world.
At us, we nuclear baby. Yeah. In this galaxy, my glow is the brightest. Goliath crushing on comets and keeping stars in alignment. Try it. Yeah, I maintain the Milky Way. I'm sort of like the janitor. I keep it clean up here. Somebody gotta do it. This music is my universe. These niggas tried to ruin her. Black and blue in her. You protected, baby. I'm here. Take your tears and fears. Turn them into fishnet stockings. Light the tree while I'm watching you drop them. Broke the mold, out souls, still walking on golden bricks. I don't speak alien language, but my tongue like any quick. These squares and rectangles forced to watch from the bitch. While I celebrate wins with the curviest chicks, murderous hips. Beyond centuries, hot as Mercury's belly. Harness the sun's energy, nothing Pluto can tell me. Pop pie in the sky, wide screen my eye. I'm aiming asteroids at Pluto's belly. I'm nuclear, baby. Look at you, my chemical romance. Now look at me, they said I had no chance. Now look at us, slow dancing, building trust. Let's come together and spontaneous combust. Now look at you, Halley's Comet in my skyline. You add angel dust to every one of my lines. Performing oral on Orion's belt, I'm rubbing on your behind. We fast forward just to press rewind. You should follow me, they calling me Montana the most. Say my pen stroke like Van Gogh's ghost. I float, take a toke of my boldest quotes. All you need to hit is the roach, and right away you would know that I'm a king, but rarely wear purple, it's too close to pink. Bet all black and all black, like all the other colors stink. Diamonds for dimes with soft thighs, get it bar, baby. Here we dodge rockets, stove stars and go hard daily. Good soundtracks to cruise to. Moon juice, lofting. Plenty room to groove to. You climax often. Drew for arrogance. I don't really care which. This an honest upgrade, miss. You made a fair switch. You the match. I'm the arsenic. Let's make fire then. Legs pinned back. Playing hamstrings like a violin. Eyes rolling as you exploding on my scrotum. I got you radiating like a supernova. look at you, my chemical romance. Now look at me, they said I had no chance. Now look at us, slow dancing, building trust. Let's come together and spontaneous combust. Now look at you, Haley's Comet in my skyline. You add angel dust to every one of my lines. Performing oral on Orion's belt, I'm rubbing on your behind. We fast forward just to press rewind. I say your frame to your name code, eyes to your skin tone. Exquisite from your head to your big toe. You ain't too good for head up in the rental. Credit hella good, you hood though. Damn, we on a good roll. That old Coke bottle body, your profile like ISIS. Stimulated G with your mind and that ass is priceless. I'm kinda strong, after this you might need Kaiser. Can't lie, I tasted a few peaches, but you the right bitch. I don't wanna be right if this is wrong. I take the first bite, here we get our vampire on. Them stilettos on, moans turn to falsetto tones. Never mind your inhibitions, we at home and both grown. We on, we on, we on, we on. You the bomb, you the bomb. I'ma light that ass on fire, take you higher than you could ever imagine in your mind. Don't even ever desire. I'm nuclear, baby.
Baby.
You nuclear girl. We so nuclear, baby.
Baby.
And when we explode, right away they know. We nuclear, baby.
Baby.
We nuclear girl. So nuclear, baby.
Baby.
And when we explode, right away they know. I love you, hip hop. I love you, girl.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. The Roots, interesting. I'm always curious when an artist or when a group decides to come out with a concept album. Not concept album in the sense of a common theme that you're going to keep, but if you're really trying to tell a story from the beginning to the end and taking the character all the way through with the rising and falling action that kind of goes into it. And I think that's kind of what their next album is going to be, if I read correctly, what they're going to be trying to execute with that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that will work. I'm sure that, because when you listen to a Roots album, even though I love to hear some Black Thought, but I never hear enough Black Thought, because they bring in a cast of characters to help to add to the quality of their project. So I'm sure that they'll be able to kind of pull that off probably closer than a lot of artists that tried to attempt that. So you know, we got to hit you with the roll call real quick. Make sure that you hit us up, micmastersradio@gmail.com. That's micmastersradio@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @micmastersradio. Hit us up, go to the forums, let us know what you're thinking about. We're always interested to hear what's going on with you and what's going on with what you're thinking of Microphone Masters and different maybe artists that you want to see on the show, whatever the case may be. Now, speaking of artists, this is just real quick hit. We'll be going to go into some tracks here. But now, the ciphers that go on with the BET Hip Hop Awards. There was DJ Premier, is obviously, you see him on the turntables, and he has a really big voice when it comes to helping to select the talent that's there. They're all, obviously BET has a big say because they want to have certain artists that have that commercial, that magnetism about them to be able to bring those viewers in as well. But it appeared that Justin Bieber, Mr. Blaze Rock, was interested in spitting in the cypher. So Premier says, all right, well, okay, cool. I guess we could see what he spits and see what's going on. But, and here is, and I don't know if you heard this, Mr. Blaze, he said he wanted Ludacris to write his rhyme.
Yeah, I heard about
and that. And that was an instant, eh.
Yeah.
And Premier said, nah, if you can't even write your own rap and jump into Cypher, then nah, you can't do it. Yeah. Interesting, when some, Justin Bieber, and I'm not going to go on a big rant about it, but really, Justin Bieber, man, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, bro. But when you Justin Bieber, you know what I'm saying? You just figure, all they can say is no. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, he's Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all they can say is no. I mean, and he's looking at it as an opportunity to do something that he feels like doing. You know, it's like anybody else, you kind of say, well, he just wants some publicity. This Justin Bieber, homeboy don't need publicity. All he has to do is walk into a building. You know what I'm saying? And it's on and cracking. But I guess what I'm also saying is I applaud DJ Premier for having the umption to just say negative, homeboy. Because that, you know, that's unacceptable. Yeah, we know that a lot of the quote-unquote freestyles aren't really freestyles, and they're all written and rehearsed. But at the same time, you still want to have the impression or the feeling that, you know, this is real.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, once he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get Luda to write my rhymes, I mean, come on, cuz. If we wanted that, then let's just go ahead and get Luda, you know?
Speaking of Luda, and it would be funny to hear Justin Bieber spit in that Luda style.
Right.
You know, the Luda
right.
style.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. That would be hilarious, though. And I keep thinking of, like, because Luda's got a few appearances on DJ Khaled's album. And I hear some of those verses in my head, and I just imagine seeing Justin Bieber dropping that. Hey, you know, anything can happen, bro. You know, they
Justin Bieber gonna get his bread.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, could you imagine him spitting, like, super fast or something, like, in his Justin Bieber swag? I don't know. You know, I'm in that case, I will be a willing participant in the mockery of hip hop when that happens, straight up.
What we're gonna do right now is keep up lifting the art form. We're gonna get into a few tracks. We got Pac Div, and I'm supposed to be linking up with these cats here in the next couple of weeks, so we'll see. We'll try to bring part of that interview to you. Pac Div is the showbox of freestyle. Usually, this is one of those exceptions. They really do their thing on the shadow boxing, excuse me, freestyle. Slim the Mobster, South Central Blues. Wonder if this is just some stuff that's coming out and his project will never see the light of day. Because he is Aftermath affiliated, you
pretty much.
And then we have Mr. Fab featuring Jadakiss and Nori, so it's called Probably the Greatest. So Pac Div, Slim the Mobster, Mr. Fab featuring Jadakiss and Nori. So we are Microphone Masters Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Yes,
all that lyrical shit, niggas got content. I don't like thinking like that. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. Niggas be dressing all cute and shit. Man, one of them niggas used to talk to my bitch. I heard they got a new mixtape, don't I? What's it called? It don't matter, I ain't fucking with him.
Turn me up in the phones, though. Underground shit, you can sign at the Stones Throw. Labels didn't get it, so we do it solo. Now we independent, and now we get more dough. Been there, done that, been in that polo. Been around the world with limited promo. In Berlin, don't consider us local. Unless you spot a nigga up at El Pollo Loco. Your favorite rapper, consider him homo. Your favorite actors, consider them rappers. Be lighting up some shit, might have stole it from NASA. It got me sky high. I like the snow in Alaska, nigga, go get your pasta. Like a bloody nose in the rafters. We back up, giving bloody noses to rappers. Relax, bruh, I'ma get mine, get yours. Never stand there waiting, I'ma kick doors. Slanging mixtapes, got us through 6 tours. And all we did was spit rhymes and sip cores. Fuck a couple $100 at the club night. I'd rather get the corporation though from Bud Light. My rap sounds like Gat sounds with Tupac music in the background yelling Thug Life. Look, I don't wanna hear it from the critics. I hear it when they cheering. You hear it from the crickets. Hearing from evictions. I'm in here for real. You in here for the scrimmage. We in here for the spinach. Damn, homie, we been here for a minute. Clock ticking fast. Finna drop, kick your ass.
Look,
now
you know it's ill shit. Cause it's hard, real spit. Freak with the glow. Keep this a rolling. Real sense. Pimpin' here, engineer with the steel that build ships. No matter what you tell them, broads, man, they still flips. Gold medal. Rhyming in the pot. Won't settle. Niggas go bam, bam if you throw pebbles. Keep your eyes on the prize, let the psalms bless you. On the win streak, but nigga, it's a long schedule. 10 toes down, head on the swivel, end zone bound. We run it up the middle, niggas gon' hate, but it's something about my click though. And when them coppers come, we distract them with windshields.
Man, I stick to rap, you stick to being haters. You stick to being broke, we stick to getting paper. I'm young, I'm black, I'm handsome, I'm ready. I've been in this shit, I feel like Fat Five Freddy P. The industry done turned a nigga to an asshole. I swim with the big fish, never with the tadpole. She got her hands open, I got my hands closed. No handouts for no fucking secondhand hoes. Me and the 10 man easing down the yellow road. How
high as hell, trying to get the smell off my damn clothes. I'm the shit and I know it. God gave me a gift and he gon' give me shit if I blow it. If it rips, I'ma sew it. If it's piff, I'ma blow it. If your favorite rapper's kicking bullshit, I'll expose it. Put it in your ear, dog, the raw uncut. Backstage at my show and we all fucked up. Long as the dogs ain't tired and the broads ain't tired. And I got the iPad bumping RK Fire. We be up all night like cemetery niggas. If you lack our sight, you ain't a visionary nigga. Go figure. Pack div, my niggas got most Steve's. Bottle us up, drink it, generate more G's. All we gotta do is stay humble, be patient. Cause independence sounds way fresher than free agent, right?
Now, how could I ever be anything less than the best that you ever seen? Turned up like ecstasy without taking ecstasy. Kush Blunt and XO is what he do preferably. No goons, couple bitches is next to me. They wanna make dope, oh, I got the recipe. Money, 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 it's just always on my mind. And if your bitch is on my dick, it's cause you ain't up on your grind. I'm not the next nigga, I don't wait in fucking lines. If I want something, then I make that something mine. Crenshaw, Melrose, now we on Rodeo. Yeah, yo, got my pockets cheesy, I'm so queso. Pesos, now these bitches suck me when I say so, something paid for. With the windows down, hollin', hey ho, I'm not faithful. Either I tell bitches I'm a cheater, once I fuck her, I'm a leaver. What I say right when I meet her. See, I was just a younger, my older cousins have beepers. Now I sell dope, coke, pills, and reefer. Sneaker boxes filled up to the top with notes, cause being broke just wasn't an option. House on a hill and I never seen a deal. 10 racks on my neck, everything I say for real. Street nigga till some of this rhyming pay. Facing 5 years, lawyer got me 90 days, no snitching. Go knock it down like one of these hoe bitches, then back to the stove whipping.
Types of niggas, the liquors and the suckers. Crack seller, weed puffer, this money can't get enough of. Shit, I got 6 kids and I can't let one suffer. Streets got a nigga hard, cold as a motherfucker. Street smarts play a part, you could ask the old hustlers. Cause they gang will learn from it, may change, earn from it. Too far in and won't look back for nothing. Married to the gang, so you got to love it. All the shit I accomplished, gotta stand for something. If a nigga don't acknowledge it, he gotta be frontin'. I owe you no apology, so we gon' stay stuntin'. And I'm probably on vacation with a lot of weed. Blowin' money fast like I just hit the lottery. Hustle ain't on me, nigga, that's a part of me. Wanna be a hustler, what the fuck you thought I'd be?
Hustlers in the streets that don't gotta be. To all the kids that wanna be what they see on TV. You don't have to be on the block. We had no choice, you got a lot, yeah. Don't copy, try to be better than me.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to make it according to how I grew up. Before the rap game came, still I made a few bucks. True, we from the same place, but we ain't in the same space. So far ahead of y'all like we ain't in the same race. Nothing taken for granted, just learn from my mistakes. My will too strong, my spirit's something they can't break. Niggas want my position, but some things you can't take. Praying that I listen for the namesake. So I never could listen to what they say. Praying for my downfall, if they had it they wait. Let them see me fall off, nigga, but I'm too straight. Niggas only mad cause I'm everything you ain't. New rims, new paint, pay cash, everything you think. You ballin', bought a couple bottles, had a few drinks. Couldn't do it without you. Shout out to the haters, I like to tell you all thanks.
To all my hustlers in the streets that don't gotta be. To all the kids that wanna be what they see on TV. You don't have to be on the block. We had no choice, you got a lot. Yeah, don't copy, try to be better than me, better than me.
Be gone in a matter of hours. Yep. I'm something like a pharaoh. LV all on my apparel. DNA all over the barrel. Obsession got the road to the riches getting narrow. That's why I'm in the hood throwing bricks, bows, and arrows. Beef is still cattle. Snitches are still tattle. Remember this, you only breathing living room. Spent so much with my connect, he delivered them. We out here going hard, and they love what we're giving them. Leaning, nodding, scratching, shivering. Same young boys that was beating on the radiator. Couple of them went to jail, turned into gladiators. And when the kids ask where the food's at, can't tell them the daddy ate it. That's why I'm glad he made it.
Man, of what the truth is. Pac and Biggie mixed, I'm notorious, too big. You buzzing on the net, the streets wanna know who you is. Born on the block, I ain't never been a new kid. But you kid, you a Mark Wahlberg. No thug, no gangster, just square, all nerd. Bitch boy, no fight, you the scary type. Type to catch bullets all day like Jerry Rice. My freestyle mean pen very nice. Flies a jet like I'm living Jason Terry life. You ain't ballin', y'all on the lockout. All eyes on me like when they let Pac out. Oakland's man, so I'm still on my Raiders shit. Going bonkers out in Yonkers with Jada Kiss. Let's face it, I'm hated and underrated. Fat Mayweather, motherfucker, I'm the greatest.
In New York, they love me, they say I'm a kid. Want them to love me like they love me.
Probably the greatest, but I never claim it. I'm good just being famous. I'm good just typing flaming. And rip your fucking throat through your anus. And leave your face stomped out. Sly father, I keep it classy, yo. If time is money, why the fuck you got a castle, yo? I'm a wild thing. Ricky Vaughn. Catch me selling Charlie Sheen to some leprechauns. MDMA, pure ecstasy. I'm a chemist in the kitchen with the recipe. Kidnap the clock and do it in my ride. It's how I stay young. Time is on my side. My life elevated. Still in the same place. Should be a thief, cause you still in the same place. I got a hood bitch. Call her a poodle rat. Nori shot niggas. You could Google that.
New York, they love me. They say I'm a kid. Want them to love me like they love me.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. Feels good. We have been doing this for quite a few episodes, and I'm feeling good, and we hope that you are enjoying it. We brought you a lot of tracks, and our job, or what we feel is our responsibility to y'all, is just to bring honesty. So we hope that we do that for you. And you know, I enjoy bringing this to the folks. So, Mr. Blaze Rock, any last words for the folks before we head out of here and get ready for the next wonderful episode of Microphone Masters?
I got one for you. My fantasy football team sucks. Straight up. Like, I swear I have like the worst set of the worst backs you could have other than Matt Forte. I have Matt Forte, and then I have a conglomerate of whackness. I got Noshawn Moreno, I got Maurice Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of which are putting up numbers. I just dropped, I don't remember who, that's how insignificant they were. I have Colt McCoy as my backup quarterback.
Ouch.
Yeah, so whenever Tom Brady's not in, I'm dead in the water. This dude, let me say this. Colt McCoy straight up put up like 2 points as a quarterback last week. The guy I was playing last week in fantasy football was missing 3 roster spots and still beat me because I had players like Colt McCoy putting up 2 points, 3 points or something. Hines Ward put up 2 points. Maurice Morris put up like a point and a half or something stupid. Right. So yeah, I'm all but given up on fantasy football this year season so far.
I've lucked into about a 4-2 record in my little fantasy league, but I'm surprised because for one, I have Matt Cassel.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But the thing is, last week, not only did they crush my Raiders, but what happened was they 28 points, and Cassel gave me .24.
Right.
How the heck you get
in? Right. You're the quarterback, dog. You're really supposed to be the one putting up the numbers. You're supposed to be cool. Your quarterback should have killer numbers, you know?
Yeah.
My man, no. That's, yeah.
Drew Brees was my saving grace because he's on my team. And I can't take credit for it. My son, my 9-year-old, soon to be 10 here in a few days, Kendrick selected the team. So to his credit, sometimes he forgets to set the team, so I'll do that. But he picked the team, so he gets a slight pass from Matt Cassel.
But Matt Cassel was putting up numbers last year. So then if you look at his stats, like, because I had a chance to pick him up, when you look at his stats projected, he should be beasting. Right. When you look at his stats in real life, you realize that he's not beasting. So it's kind of a problem. It's a problematic situation. Oh, I will say though, speaking of Raiders, Jason Campbell was putting up numbers for me though.
Yeah.
Before he got hurt. I mean, he was putting up numbers. And then he got hurt. And then you know what they did?
The team away.
Right. To get whack Carson Palmer. And I don't ever wish bad on a team, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't really dig Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he just continues to throw 3 interceptions again. Straight up.
Yeah. When you have, what is our other, it's a Bowler? Yeah.
Yeah, Bowler.
All bad. That's
what you might as well go ahead and run QB right now at this point.
As long as we don't have any injuries, we'll be decent. All of a sudden, the person that you don't need an injury to happen to happens.
Right.
I knew we should have got a backup quarterback. Right. Well, coach, I'm right here. Yeah, like I said, I knew we should have got a backup quarterback.
Straight up. Yeah, I mean, because there's not, and it's like, what do you say, though? You know, after that, you're kind of like, you know, I don't know. I feel bad for people who have, in fantasy football as well, who have tried to get your boy Palmer.
Yeah, and I think some people, as soon as he signed, people rushed to pick him up. And we're going to leave you on that note. Hopefully I have some better news with my Raiders as the season goes on, and maybe with my fantasy football team too. But we will check y'all next week. For Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. We will check y'all next time. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. How you can
chill. Yeah.